towards justice. Part 3. Morality. Morality is the basis of justice. A human society must make an attempt to establish justice, or it is not humane. The relative development of a society is evidenced by its morality. Morality applies to adults with enough mental capacity to comprehend moral principles and the physical capacity to act accordingly. Morality does not apply to animals or babies. Moral principles apply to children and the disabled according to their capacities. The most successful, widely adopted code of morality that humanity has so far is the Ten Commandments received by Moses. Due to modern conditions and language, some consideration is in order. The meanings of words in any code need to be clarified. Languages are living things, and both denotations and connotations change over time. Principles of morality transcend language, and words need to be defined clearly in order to avoid devious twisting, as has heretofore occurred. For millennia, the word God was understood to be an unseen, man-like ruler who had the power and inclination to inflict excruciating penalties and require blood sacrifices for disobeying his law, whether just or unjust under the circumstances. Thus, morality was confounded with obedience to a set of rules. Today, the concept of God has widely different understandings, and some people reject it entirely. Use of the term can unintentionally generate confusion or conflict. Moral code must encompass and be relevant to our present circumstances and ways of life. To establish justice in any situation, we must realize that the only way in which people are equal is that every soul is of equal value. In all other ways, physically, mentally, spiritually, we are not the same, but extremely varied in our aspirations and preferences, as well as in our capabilities and philosophies. It is foolish to surmise that all people are uniform or equal in any way except the value of our souls. For this reason, the golden rule to do unto others as we would have others do unto us, or even to not do unto others as we would not have others do unto us, applies often, but not always. Between 4% and 8% of people do not have the capacity for empathy and cannot imagine how others feel. What is moral for an individual depends partly on what one knows or believes, as well as one's intent. If someone knows that a certain substance is toxic, rat poison, alcohol, a vaccine containing mercury, artificial sweeteners, or sugar, for instance, then it would be immoral for that person to ingest it or give it to someone else. However, if someone believes that same substance to be beneficial, then giving it to someone would not be immoral. Consequences occur in any case. We are unequal in many ways, in physical strength, intellectual acuity, skills, experience, authority, wealth, status. We don't even want or value the same things. Much wisdom is contained in the maxim, friendship and enmity can exist only between equals. In interactions between unequals, an oft-ignored principle holds that one who is more powerful make allowances for one who is less powerful. This does not mean granting the less powerful whatever they want, for that would be utterly foolish. An expert should not submit to someone who is not knowledgeable. Rather, this principle means exercising greater restraint, generosity, tolerance, kindness. Generosity of spirit is a hallmark of great souls. Souls have widely varied experiences and thus different moral awareness. Morality calls each person to act according to one's highest sensibilities. Stooping to lower levels is not moral or just. True justice can only be based on the whole truth. Justice cannot rest on a foundation of untruth. The purpose of punishment ought not be to inflict pain as vengeance, but rather to maximize the chance that the person who has done harm does not do it again, to discourage others from doing the same, and to create justice for everyone, including the injured. Painful punishment may be just and necessary, but today, humanity understands that pain in itself is not a just intent. Punishment must be an act of true love, performed compassionately, knowing that one's just deserts are truly best for a person who has done harm. In some cases, serving people who have been harmed is the best remedy for both offender and society. Justice must include consideration of circumstances, intentions, understandings, histories, and abilities of both offender and offended, as well as the material facts. This is directly contrary to American law, but is understood by every mother, father, and child, and anyone who has ever been one. Ability and responsibility, benefit and obligation, are always linked together. If there is no benefit, there is no duty. If there is no duty, no benefit can be claimed. The principle of agency holds that one who compels an action by force, threat, or directing a paid employee is responsible for the results of that action. For example, an employee has no responsibility for actions during work hours while under the direction of the payer. An employee legally has no power and no responsibility. A code of morality must be supplemented by examples wherein justice that all can perceive has been effectuated. Great care must be used to account for differences in people and circumstances when considering previous cases. Humanity has progressed in understanding and in abilities, and is ready for an update in moral code and justice.